Let's talk about this homeless spike.
Right. Each year, homeless advocates do a count of homeless people. It's a spot check in the city. The most recent count shows there are about 4,000 people in Dallas and Collin counties without stable housing. That includes everyone in shelters, on the streets, or in some kind of transitional housing. And that homeless count shows there's been a more than 20% increase since last year.
So why the increase?
Well, homeless advocates have a lot of reasons for that. It's a combination of cost of living here in Dallas, a lack of affordable housing, and lack of access to mental health treatment.
And what about these homeless camps? Are they playing a role?
With these homeless tent city-like camps, I've heard there have been spikes in the populations because people do hear that there are social services nearby. At Tent City under I-45, just south of Deep Ellum, for example, churches were handing out clothes and blankets and food for free.
And that attracted a lot of people. And Tent City was in the news a lot because hundreds of people were in tents under the highway. And that really concerned the city of Dallas. So why did city officials get involved?
Well, it wasn't safe. There was a lot of violence. It wasn't healthy. There was trash everywhere. And even though there were porta potties, that wasn't a long-term solution. It became completely unsustainable, so the city decided to shut down Tent City back in May.
But the city worked with agencies to provide services to folks.
Of course. Social workers were out at Tent City every day preparing the residents for the move. They were signing people up for housing, handing out housing vouchers, encouraging people to find their friends and family and emergency shelters.
But that didn't work for everyone.
No, unfortunately it didn't. Shutting down those camps really only addressed the symptoms of homelessness and didn't really consider the causes. And those are the fact that there is a lack of permanent housing in general in Dallas. People needed IDs and all the proper paperwork to get into housing, which many of them didn't have. Some don't feel safe in shelters, sleeping that close to other people. Some don't like the rules of shelters. A lot of those emergency shelters have very strict curfews and things that they have to do when they arrive. And they don't feel as independent in those shelters as they do on the street. Some have mental illness, some have physical disabilities, some have criminal records. All of these are barriers to finding housing.
So when they shut down Tent City, the homeless problem didn't go away. Other tent cities sprouted up.
In fact, the Dallas Commission on Homelessness, created by Mayor Mike Rawlings this year, said there are about 60 more camps like them. They're smaller, but, you know, they're still there. It looks like the effect of getting rid of those camps without a plan to permanently support or shelter those residents is that they disperse and make new ones. They closed a camp at I-45 and Combs Street in July, and this month they're shutting down another at Haskell and South Hill Avenues. That's just north of Fair Park under I-30.
So the city says part of the solution to this are these tiny houses that have been built near Deep Ellum. And those are called the cottages at Hickory Crossing.
Right. The city and county, along with several nonprofits, built 50 cottages that are intended to house the costliest homeless people. These are the people who get put in county jails and use emergency services the most. And those cottages follow the tenets of a housing first strategy. The idea behind it is that being provided a stable place to live, the homeless would then be able to address issues like health and employment. Advocates say these 50 cottages aren't going to solve all of Dallas's homelessness, but it's definitely a first step.
Now, there's this group that's been studying homelessness in Dallas. What have they found and what are they recommending?
The Dallas Commission on Homelessness told the city council in early August that homelessness needs to be a political and financial priority. It suggested the city adopt that housing first policy, and it asked the city to help fund efforts to house 600 homeless people, including veterans, within a year. And they estimated that that's going to cost about $9 million, and they want the city to pay for a third of that. The commission is supposed to present its final report to the city council in the next few weeks.
So, Stephanie, you've been following this homeless issue for many months now. What are your takeaways so far?
From what I've heard from advocates and local officials, solving homelessness can't just be the priority of the nonprofits and the politicians. There is a role for citizens to play, and a lot of it comes down to shifting attitudes about homeless people, really understanding what they need to lift themselves out of homelessness rather than just being frustrated by seeing homeless people.
Stephanie Kuhl, thanks so much for your time.
It was great. Thank you, Eric.